What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Find Your Spark podcast. My name is Chad, and today I'll be sharing with y'all a little topic I would like to call the beauty of access. So sit back, relax, get some popcorn, and let's dive into it. So I want to start off by telling you guys about my week. My week was pretty decent. We had fun. I was pretty much out and about with some friends. It was a good vibe. You know, the energy was there, and I loved that. And I was with a group of friends earlier this week, and one of my mutual friends had introduced me to, you know, somebody that he knew. And during our little exchange of my friend's friend, we're kind of just diving into, you know, just the surface level basic conversations you have when you just meet somebody. And, you know, the friend, you know, my friend's friend was asking some very, you know, personal questions. You know, it really struck me because at the time I was thinking to myself, I just met you 2 seconds ago. Why are you asking me some very personal questions? Now, when I saw what was going on, my only type of response naturally was to kind of reroute the conversation to something else because I just felt like it wasn't the right time or I didn't feel like I was in the right space to be discussing such personal information. Now, when I did that, I was able to kind of gain back or keep the conversation on a more general and surface level path rather than have it detour to something that I didn't want it to go to. Now, why did I do that? Was it rude to do that? No. Was it somewhat disrespectful to not answer certain personal questions? Was I offending the person by not doing that? I don't think so. But what I can say what happened in this process of doing that is that I created a space for myself where I'm in control. I'm in control of what I would like to disperse vocally to other people. And the beauty of that is that it guards personal and mental and emotional things that surround your life that you rather not share in a present moment. And that creates a great aura for yourself, especially when you don't want to talk about certain personal things, especially when you don't think the person who's asking those questions deserve access as yet. Keyword, access. Now, let's say I knew this person 3 months in. Then maybe this person could have gained access. But the funny thing about access is it's measured differently by everyone. Some people would probably say, hey, I need to wait 10 months before I start telling you certain information because you're not going to know this or that or whatever it is until 10 months. For me, it may be 3 months. For some people, it may be 4 days. For some people too, it may be 3 seconds. But the fun part about access is you have the ability to decide what you want to share, what you like to talk about, what you like to disperse vocally about your life. And it's definitely not disrespectful. The way you should look at access is think of it as self-care. The way you treat the access you give to other people, it definitely is a self-care move because what you're doing here at this point is you're safeguarding personal information that you rather not share until a certain time frame. You know, and the funny thing about access too as well is that access doesn't necessarily have to just be vocally expressed. It's not something that you have to communicate towards another human being. It's something that can be something much more than that. Access in itself can be physical things. Let's say I'm dating somebody and I'm getting to know the person and we're talking, we're having surface level conversations. Everything is going the way it needs to go. Now, 2 days in, getting to know this person, I just feel like I don't want them over my house yet. You know, I feel like it needs this time. There needs to be like a little bit more time before you meet my cat. You know, I just feel like my, you know, that's my space. I don't want you there. It's not that I'm like trying to be rude or come across like I'm stingy with my place. It's more just thinking and believing that that person at the time doesn't deserve the accesses yet to know where I live. That's personal information, giving out where you live, or even having somebody in your home in general is a big step for some people. It's a big step for me for sure. Having someone into my house would mean that I'm giving them, or they're upgrading their level of access they will have to me. Because now this person will know where I live. This person will be sitting in my couch. This person will be filling their energy in my home. I'm a strong believer that within the household, within the home, there's a strong aura that makes your home your muse, the place where you feel safe. And the last thing you'd want to do is to have somebody who you're not really too sure of in your household, but now they're there because you gave them access too early. As I said, that's just me. But there's different levels to access, and it can be measured in various ways. It doesn't have to be something vocally you're expressing to somebody personally. It can definitely be something much more than that. And what it can be is something that's physical. Let's say I wanted to, I don't know, give somebody my phone, or somebody wanted, or some, I asked for somebody's phone and they didn't want to give it to me, or I didn't want to give them my phone. Maybe I just feel like you don't have the accesses yet to receive my phone. Maybe I just feel like you don't have the access to touch my phone. Or maybe I'm walking my cat at the park and, you know, I don't want you to touch my cat. Maybe I feel like you don't have the access to touch my cat yet. Do I hate you? No. Am I out to get you because I don't want you to touch my cat or pet my cat? No. I just don't want to give you that access as yet. And one of the things that is beautiful about access is that it creates this peaceful defense in your life. We definitely cannot control everything in our lives, but we definitely can control who has access to us, what has access to us, what we choose to give access to us. So it's one of those great things where we're able to control that and live your life in harmony and in peace. And it really allows time to progress to see if that person deserves access. Because let's say you let somebody in your house and you waited 2 seconds and you did a background check and they're not who they said they were. You gave access too soon. It's always important to allow time to progress. Nothing is running away. Whether it might be you just met a new friend, you're dating, it could be anything. Or even with family, you decided, hey, mom, I just don't feel comfortable sharing that yet. Maybe you want to build a bigger relationship with your parents before you start discussing certain things, before you start giving them certain access to your life. Maybe it's something very like traumatic you experience that you don't want to express it in front of a large group of people. It's okay to say no. It's okay to reserve that type of information from other people, for maybe parents, friends, families, your lover, whatever it is, until you feel like the time, enough time has passed for you to share that. And access is so powerful because it really allows time to play out and see how things go. You get confirmations a lot more smoothly, organically, when you create space for access. And access is something that in all honesty, it's a reward. Because at this point, now you have the access and the ability to know certain things, to understand certain things, to be in this space. And that's just how it works. You have to earn it. It's something that you have to earn when enough time has passed and you decide that, okay, you can now know this. So it's always important to treat your mind, your soul, your body, your everything in the best way possible. Because at the end of the day, your energy is very important. Who you are is very important. And you want to make sure that you're doing the best things that aligns for you spiritually. Things that keep your energy at a certain level, on a stable level. Creating a harmonious space for yourself by allowing and denying who has access at your time. You call the shots. This is your life. You have the ability to decide who does and who doesn't when it comes to you. It's a really, really beautiful thing. And we can really even look into a little deeper in weeks when we can probably say that access may be related or somewhat, you know, connected to boundaries. You know, creating boundaries where you're able to restrict certain things from happening to you. Expressing how you may not like something and how you, the other person may not have access to do this to you because you express that, hey, I don't like when you slap me on my neck. I don't like when you step on my shoes purposefully or whatever, like deliberately. I don't like when you X, Y, and Z, whatever it is, expressing that and letting that person know kind of indirectly, hey, you don't have access to do this. I am not giving you access to act this way towards me. Restricting yourself. So it's funny how boundaries and access kind of collides together. At the same time, when you really think about it, access, giving access or denying access can probably be subcategorized under boundaries because you're creating a space for yourself, maybe a temporary one, maybe even a permanent one, where you have decided that this type of information or the way I'm treated, you know, all falls back on what I would like. What I would like to give, how I would like to feel, what I don't like, what I do like, and how I can prevent it. So it's really a beautiful thing. Access is very important. It can definitely be very helpful with a lot of different things. It's very important to express that and have that in our everyday lives. But I want to thank you guys for listening to my podcast. As you guys, you do have access to this podcast. And if you have any questions, you can definitely email us at info@thesparkinitiative.com. We're also on every social media platform, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it. You have full access to that. We're giving you full access to that. And we'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or any suggestions about what we should talk about next, let us know. I'm Chad, and I'm signing out. Takes a spark to start a fire. Takes a heart to have desire. Takes some sweat.